MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 27, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Huge crowds expected in Salem tonight. More state funds for Pickering Middle School.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll preview a big weekend in high school football. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Sun and clouds, low to mid-70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:25 a.m. and 10:53 p.m. The city of Salem is gearing up for the biggest crowds of October this weekend as part of the city's Haunted Happenings celebrations. Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo.
We're planning for a high number of visitors, especially on Friday and Saturday, given the forecast. We think the weather looks really good, and it's going to bring people out. And then Halloween itself on Tuesday is, you know, always a day that we have some special operations in place, given the volume of crowds that we'll have on that day.
Our website will be posting a complete interview with the mayor regarding what you need to know if you're planning on visiting Salem this weekend. The Daily News is reporting that Massachusetts State Troopers from the North Shore and Merrimack Valley have been assisting Maine law enforcement personnel following this week's mass shooting. As of this morning, the manhunt for Robert Card continues following the shooting deaths of 18 people. When Beverly voters go to the polls in November, although the three city councilors at large are unopposed, there is something that voters will decide. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that Beverly is the only city in the state that selects the city council president based on which councilor receives the most votes. Those three city councilors at large are Julie Flowers, the current president, Hannah Bowen, and Brendan Sweeney. Lynn continues to plan for new Pickering Middle School. The Daily Item is reporting today that the city will be receiving an additional $30 million from the Massachusetts School Building Authority. At a meeting this week, the MSBA voted to increase the state's funding for the school, meaning Lynn's share of the funding will now be $61 million. Newburyport City Councilors will be voting on STRUs on Monday night, and they will be discussing Newburyport Recreation and Youth Services. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
There is a couple big things that will be voted on. Short-term rental units, or as we like to say, STRUs, will finally be voted on. It was voted out of committee this week. This has been a very hot topic in Newburyport for almost 4 years. Councilor Eigenman started his work on it. Councilor McCauley did some work on it. And now finally, Ward 1 Councilor Sharif Seed's latest take on it is the one that we're going to vote on Monday night. So, again, this is something the City Council votes on. They're going to vote on the ordinance, and then they're going to vote on the licensing that's going to take place. So, from the city side, we really just need something on the books that we can enforce. And so, from my understanding, talking to my zoning enforcement officer and my planning department, what they have right now is something that the city could actually enforce without adding too much to our overhead. So that's where we're at. So if you have a really strong opinion about STRUs, I suggest you come to the meeting on Monday night. There'll be public comment. And then we'll see if we can get to enough people to vote on this. We need 8 people. We fell one vote short the last time we tried this, so we'll see what happens Monday night. And the other important piece of legislation that's going to come out on Monday is the order to officially create the Newburyport Recreation and Youth Services Department here in the city of Newburyport. This is a department that's already in the works here. They already are doing the work, but we wanted to put it on the books officially because it wasn't officially created in our charter. So we wanted to get it on the books, and we've had some good conversations. We did a public hearing. We had a meeting on Tuesday night that, you know, a lot of people didn't show up at because I think people are pretty comfortable with this department as is, but now we're going to get it on the books. And then we're going to add that all ages recreation piece. And then this is just the precursor, right, because eventually we would like to get them at their new home on 59 Low Street, and that will be coming to the city soon, probably in a public meeting first so people can check out the plan and hear about the costs associated with it. And then we will bring this to the new council in January 2024. So we're excited about that.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his Mayor's Corner podcast. And the State House in Boston hosted Seafood Day on Wednesday at the Hall of Flags. The Gloucester Times reports that there was lobster macaroni and cheese, clam chowder, and fresh oysters, as fishermen urged Beacon Hill policymakers to continue to support the state's seafood industry that faces many challenges. Those challenges include environmental and regulatory hurdles and resolving ongoing funding challenges. Sports Next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to the Ducks last night at the Garden 4-3 after being up 3-1 in the game. The Bees will now host the Red Wings tomorrow night. The Celtics return to action tonight when they host the Miami Heat at the Garden, and the Patriots will be playing at Miami on Sunday. Last night in high school football, St. Mary's beat Archbishop Williams. This is Spartans coach Sean Driscoll after the game.
Yeah, it was a physical game. It was a physical game, and they always bring some physicality to the game. They do a nice job there. But we came out flying. I think our offense got going early, which was good to see. You know, we got Joel Maggs, one of our senior leaders, back. Had a great game offensively and defensively. So excited to have him back. And I think at the same time, you're seeing us mature. We're at the 6-2 point, waiting for a playoff opponent, and I think our kids are excited, and we're starting to click a little bit.
Running back and linebacker Joel Maggs turned in a big game on each side of the ball in his first game of the year.
First game of the year for him, actually, and he came out and he played really hard, and I'm proud of him, the way he practiced this week and got himself ready to go.
How about Belliard, your quarterback, the role that he played tonight?
Sophomore's playing well, and he's being able to get the ball to some of our playmakers on the edge, which was big tonight. He broke some long plays, and he's going to be a good one, and he's learning every day and getting better each week.
St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll. Tonight, a key Northeastern Conference game finds Peabody playing at Salem at 6:30. Danvers will be playing at Marblehead, also a key game at 6:30. Danvers coach Ryan Nolan on the game.
I think the toughest thing for us preparing for them is they've had so many injuries and people out that it's kind of tough to get a grasp of what they're trying to do and really what they're like, who they are as a team. But I think we know that. I mean, they have their spread. They have two quarterbacks, but they're going to be really sound. They're going to threaten you offensively from sideline to sideline and vertically. They're going to have a bunch of good schemes to go along with that, run, pass, RPO, everything. And, and defensively, they're very good. They're just super sound, and the kids really play the scheme tough, and they understand what they're doing. More than anything, they're not going to give you anything. You're going to have to earn everything you got, and they're going to be sound and well-prepared. So regardless of who's out there, that's what they're going to be. And right now, it seems as though they're really coming back to full health, and they're solid on the line. They've got a couple of their receivers back that were dinged up before. They've got two quarterbacks that improve every week. And defensively, they're sound in everything they do. They run to the ball. They tackle. They don't give up the big play. And they're just a solid team, and I don't think their record is any indication of the team that's going to be on the field Friday night.
Danvers coach Ryan Nolan. In the Cape Ann League tonight, a young North Reading team will be hosting Newburyport tonight at 6. This is North Reading coach Ed Blum.
Newburyport's a really, really good team. You know, they just had their senior night, and you could see that they have 20 seniors, which is very different than our program in terms of seniors. So they're a senior-heavy team. They've got some really good athletes. Their quarterback has a really strong arm. They've got two or three guys that they rotate in the backfield that can make plays for them, and some really strong receivers. So they're just a really good athletic team. And they utilize that, that speed and on offense and even on defense.
So Ed, you're looking at this, Newburyport over the years. Is this a team that's just kind of grown up and developed from one class to another year older now and another year better, basically?
Yeah. I mean, as far as if I'm remembering correctly, I mean, this is a group, a bunch of them have been playing on varsity, even since I think their sophomore years, if not before. So it's a group that's kind of grown up together, and certainly had some ups and downs, and but some really good varsity experience, I think, obviously now is kind of showing on the field.
North Reading football coach Ed Blum. Let's not forget Division I, number one, St. John's Prep. They're playing at number 7, BC High, tomorrow afternoon. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre, I'm playing down at BC High. What's the atmosphere like down there?
It's tough. You feel like you're on the edge of the earth because you're basically in Boston Harbor. It's wild. There's always wind down there. It's usually cooler than it should be, and you're literally on the water. So, and they're a really good team. They're 5-2. They're much better than they were last year. They're big. So they present a lot of problems, and you know, I've already watched enough film on them to know that it's going to be a very difficult game.
As far as my last follow-up, Brian, there, as far as a follow-up on them, as far as the problems that they present, their strengths, passing, running, do they dominate either way on that?
No, they're pretty balanced. They're a spread offense. They want to spread you out, and they'll have multiple receivers on the field most of the time. They also play two different quarterbacks. One's more of a runner. He's a big kid. The other guy's a tall, classic drop-back-looking type passer. So they have two different offenses that they deploy depending on who's in the game. So they present some issues there, and then defense are very solid. They play a 3-4. They do a really good job with it. And, you know, the Catholic Conference battle, every one of these, it's never easy in conference, and this one will be a huge challenge for us.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. In other sports, Peabody Volleyball beat Winthrop yesterday 3-0. The Tanners are now 17-2 on the season. And the Masconomet boys soccer team knocked off Pentucket 3-0 yesterday. They're now 12-1-3 on the season. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.